Yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl POC. You already know how we come in each and every Friday, 900 AM WRD 96.1 Word Radio, bringing you that greener, safer Philadelphia conversation. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. You could definitely download the Word Radio app. Tune in every day, all day, 365 on your Google Play stores and on your Apple stores today. And definitely tell a friend to subscribe to the Word newsletter today. You want to make sure you get all that exclusive gear, all that exclusive content, recaps, and so much more. But we're going to jump into it. Today is Friday, May 16th. We're going to jump right into it when it comes down to this greener, safer Philadelphia conversation. There's so many different events going on in the city as the spring is rolling out and the summer is pulling up. We want to make sure that you all are getting involved. We're getting out there and enjoying some of the weather, getting out there and enjoying some of the green spaces. So, of course, we had to bring on Vince Morocco, who is the director of horticulture for Morris Arboretum and Gardens of the University of Pennsylvania. Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to be speaking with you all. You have some events coming up actually next week. And then you also got some events just coming down the pipeline in the summer that I wanted to check in with. So the people of Philadelphia can definitely understand that this is for them and about them. This is what this Green and Safer conversation is about every Friday. But Vince, I want you to make sure you introduce yourself and let the people know exactly who you're listening to.
Sure. Like you said, I'm Vince Morocco. I'm the director of horticulture here at the Morris Arboretum, and we make the place green and pretty. That's what we try to do.
And you know, when it comes down to just the connection in general, how are you all connected to the University of Pennsylvania?
So we are the botanical garden for the university. So we have a collection here at the Arboretum of over 11,000 trees and shrubs. Each one of them has its own unique identification number, like a library card or a social security number.
Awesome.
And so these plants are collected from around the world, and they're plants that would grow in the Philadelphia region. And that's sort of our mission, is to try to collect and grow and display beautiful plants that people can come and see and maybe even decide they want to try to grow them at home.
I love that. I love that. And is that connected to PHS in any type of way or guess independent?
We're independent of PHS, but we have a similar mission, in that we're trying to make Philadelphia a greener and prettier place, a lovelier place for people to enjoy the community.
And one of the things, I would say like a weird conversation. People think that the university is only for the people who attend the college, but you all are actually, bringing forth more community events where you're actually inviting more Philadelphians into the college to see what you all actually are doing. So how did you all come down with that, idea of wanting to be more involved or com with community engagement?
So that actually comes from our founders,
Awesome.
John and Lydia Morris, who are a Quaker brother and sister. And they established their summer residence in Chestnut Hill. So we're not actually on Penn's campus. We're a little bit remote from Penn's campus. And when Lydia Morris got in her golden years, shall we say, she decided that she did not want to keep this as a private estate. She wanted
Awesome.
to open it to the public. And so she partnered with the university, and we became a public garden in 1933, and we've been open to the public ever since then.
I love that. And next week, you guys have coming up on the 21st, you guys have an amazing event coming up. So I want to jump into that. And thank you for that background of what you have going on over there at the Morris Arboretum. So when it comes down to the train station, you guys are opening a new exhibit. And I want to jump into that. Talk to us a little bit about that, Vince.
Sure. So no worries. So this is going to be our 27th year of running what we call our garden railway. It's a miniature garden railway. It's not the kind of trains you ride on, but the train's about the size of a shoebox, if you think about it that way. We have it on a quarter acre of the garden, about a third of a mile of train tracks that these little tiny trains run on. And starting next week, we open up on Memorial Day weekend. And
Awesome.
we have, for this year, we have recreated the trolley stand that is on Germantown Avenue, really close to the Arboretum, in miniature in the Garden Railway. It's actually a little shed now that people can actually go in. We call it the Morris
Awesome.
Train Station, and it's really super cool. And that starting next week, and it'll run from Memorial Day through the end of October. And part of what we do is, we have these little trains running through the gardens, and we have Philadelphia historic buildings dotted throughout the garden in miniature, all made out of plant material. So it's really cool to come there and see, the art museum. but it's made out of little tiny maple twigs, or the city hall where the windows are actually walnut halls and things like that. So it's actually a really interesting way that we do
So
this. It's all
you
interpretive.
guys design like Philadelphia into this train station.
Oh, it's 100% Philadelphia. We've got Lemon Hill, we've got City Hall, we've
Awesome.
got the Independence Hall. We've got a little bit of everything in there in Philadelphia wise. But also this year, our summer display is pollinators. A lot of our native pollinating insects are in decline for a bunch of different reasons, and so we're trying to bring awareness to this problem. And so one of the things we've done is we have created these fantastic little wooden and creations of pollinators, basically. So there's, for example, there's a tiny little wasp that only will pollinate the vanilla bean. And so we have created this tiny little wasp and a tiny little vanilla bean flower, but it's 5 feet tall. So you can actually
Awesome.
see what it looks like. So the scales are really exploded. And that'll be also happening in our garden railway.
And with that, it actually comes education, right, Vince? And that's one of the things that I love about environmental justice, just environmental work in general, because there's so much education behind what is involved in it, right? So even talking about the pollinators, right? Why do you think it's important to educate an urban community or just an urban, a green space like Philadelphia when it comes down to pollinators?
Yes, that's a good question. And one of the things people don't realize is that without pollinators, we wouldn't have food. That's really what it comes down to. Those little bees and wasps and things that, we might think are, oh, I'm afraid of them, they're going to sting me. Those are the most important pollinators for our food crops. And without them, we wouldn't have half of the things that we need. And part of the reason these pollinators are sort of disappearing is because they're losing habitat. In Philadelphia is a very urban city, and so one of the things that we've been trying to do, and certainly the Pennsylvania Horticulture Society does it as well, is we're trying to regreen the city. Without green spaces, without plants, you don't get pollinators, and without pollinators, you lose that ability, for plants to grow well and produce fruit. And so that's one of the things we're trying to bring awareness to. One of the things we're doing this summer as well is we're establishing a couple of new meadow areas in the garden. One meadow is a 400-foot long, 30-foot wide meadow of annual flowers, that'll have an abundance of pollinators. But we're also trying to establish native plant meadows as well. We have a couple of areas in our natural areas where we're reestablishing native meadows using all native plants to try to encourage the native pollinators, because those are the pollinators we're seeing the biggest decline from.
And is it because you have been doing this work for so long that you call them pollinators versus calling them bees?
Yeah, when you say bees and wasps, people think, oh, they're going to sting me. But if you call them pollinators and say that you needed them for your food crops, people say, okay, then I don't mind the bees.
Understood, understood. And one thing that I also wanted to ask you about education is, do you all actually have programs that actually educate people about the horticultural society that you all have at the university?
Oh, we do. We have a whole series of courses and classes we offer all summer long, and a whole number of events around the pollinator exhibits that we have. We have one of the things we're going to be doing this summer is we have invited artists to come in and paint fanciful butterflies that we're going to put on our meadows. We also have a little cottage that we created a couple of years ago that we decorate each year using different kinds of plants based on the themes. And this summer, the theme for our hut is it's going to be a hummingbird cottage. So we have it decorated with a bunch of flowers that attract hummingbirds, because hummingbirds are also a really important plant pollinator.
And when it comes down to the divide, right? Bridging that gap, making sure that everyone feels welcome in this space. Like, how do you all, welcome, because everything that you're doing is something that seems to be so inviting, right? So how do you make sure that all Philadelphians feel like this is something that they can actually walk into and be a part of as well?
Yeah, so we try to make sure that we're available and open to everybody all the time, and so one of the things we try to do is try to make sure that accessibility, for example, is a big push of ours, and all people of all abilities, of all walks of life, we try to make sure that our garden is accessible to everybody. And so that's a thing we have been doing for decades, is trying to make sure that we are an accommodating and welcoming place to everybody who wants to come.
And I appreciate that transparency. And again, for those who's just tuning in, you're listening to Vince Morocco, who is the director of horticulture at the Morris Arboretum and Gardens at the University of Pennsylvania. And again, they have a new train station called the Morris Train Station that's opening next Wednesday at the university that all are welcome to. And I'm excited about this myself because it's actually featuring some new exhibits, and it's actually going to actually include art as well. And one thing I love that, when it comes down to being able to get people into more green spaces, incorporating the art actually helps people feel again more invited and more welcome. So when it comes down to the train station, you talked a little bit about the design, but how did you guys come up with the design? Do you talk to the students? Do you talk to your interns? Like, how do you guys come up with the different designs for the projects each year?
So we work really closely with a company that's out of Ohio
Okay.
that designs the buildings and the exhibits for us. And we've been doing that for basically 27 years, you know. And it's the Garden Railway is kind of a really fun place to go to because I like to say, you know, everybody's a kid in the Garden Railway, you know, whether you're 7 or 107, you know, you feel like you're a little kid watching the toy trains go around and around the tracks. And it's always fun to see. And we've been, like I said, 27 years of Garden Railway. I often meet people in the Garden Railway who say, you know, when I was a kid, my parents brought me here to the Garden Railway, and now that I have children, I'm bringing my kids to the Garden Railway. And it's, you know, it's really great to become sort of a generational attraction for folks, and that's a lot of fun.
And by you being the director of horticulture, like, how are you making yourself, available to the people who are visiting the actual space? How are you making yourself available for them to like reach out and say, how can I get to be able to do the things that you're doing as far as growing these plants, nurturing these plants, and keeping them alive? Because some people don't really have a green thumb like you, Vince.
Sometimes I don't have a green thumb either, so I feel the same way. Yeah, so we have, like I said, we have a whole bunch of different courses that we offer throughout the year and garden every possible topic of gardening, you know, and we're happy to teach folks and do that. We also have a volunteer program, several
Awesome.
volunteer programs, you know, that if anybody wants to get involved in the Arboretum, you can go to morrisarboretum.org and look up our volunteer page. We have a whole list of different opportunities for people from either helping in the garden or guide volunteering or working with our education folks. You know, we are only able to succeed because we have a great volunteer contingent that help us.
I definitely agree with you on that for sure. And Philadelphia is definitely a city that is eager to definitely get cleaner and greener, right?
Right.
And I wanted to just ask you your opinion. Do you think that Philadelphia is a city that can become a greener, safer Philadelphia just based on the work that you're doing at the university?
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. I mean, you know, one of the challenges in Philadelphia is that the native plants that were in Philadelphia 500 years ago don't want to grow in Philadelphia anymore. It's the climate has gotten so hot, and there's such an urban environment. It's so heat intensive that the plants that were here 500 years ago don't want to grow here. Now we're looking to collect plants and bring plants in from more southern locations in the US because those are the plants that want to grow in those hot locations. And that's part of our mission is to find those plants and to introduce them and to look for good plants that will grow well in Philadelphia. And
For
so
sure.
that's without a doubt, a green space makes people happier. You know, studies have shown that over and over again. If you have green spaces, people are happier, they feel better about themselves. You know, it's a great way to improve the city.
And I'm not sure if you have the answer, but I definitely just want to ask you the question because, a lot of the parts, different parts of the city has been, displaced because of different urban heats that is created because they don't have the trees or air pollutions because they're by these different plants that are, factory plants and things like that. So I wanted to ask you just in general, as far as your green space, right, and things that you guys are doing, how are you all helping to combat with climate resistance that is going around the city in general?
Yeah, again, doing what we're doing right now, quite honestly, is looking for plants that want to grow here. So part of the issue is that some plants that want to grow here are really bad weeds, and they take over and they push the native plants aside, and they just they're not good plants to grow. And so we're trying to find heat tolerant native plants that want to grow here, you know, and that's really our mission is to try to help preserve those plants and that germplasm and that DNA that is vital. And once that stuff is lost, it doesn't come back.
I
And so
definitely.
it's places like botanic gardens are those kind of places that can collect and preserve and hold that material. And that's part of our mission.
I love that. And I definitely agree with you on that. And thank you for the work that you all are doing, honestly, because, we want to get into that right. We want to get in that, to that step and want to get into the right direction. But sometimes it does take, a collective in order to help us to understand that it doesn't just start with picking up trash. It also starts with making sure that we are cleaning up our green spaces and growing our green spaces throughout the city as well. And then, of course, you mentioned volunteers. So I wanted to ask you about that. You told us how we can go to the website and check it out and sign up. But as far as jobs, right? I wanted to talk to you a little bit about jobs, not necessarily at the center, but I was just talking about it in general as far as green jobs, especially because the work that you do. Do you see a lot more green jobs actually coming about or sprouting, keyword, right? Sprouting in the city of Philadelphia, a city like Philadelphia?
I do. I see a lot of them. And one of the real challenges that we face and a lot of public gardens face is that it's harder and harder to get people that want to do public gardening. That's a real challenge. And it's across the industry and across the country. But we're finding it's more and more difficult to find people that want to do public horticulture. It's a kind of a calling, as much as it is a profession. You have to love to do it. And it's a challenge. And I think there's a huge need for it. There really is. And so I think, like you said, appreciating green spaces and trying to encourage them is the first step. And getting one of the things we do is that we have a very strong program where we invite schools and school groups come to the Arboretum, and
Awesome.
we fund the trips for these schools.
Awesome.
And it's important to get young people involved at a very early age, because if you can teach young people, to appreciate green spaces and to really appreciate the beauty of nature, as a young person, then they'll have that love and that fervor for that stuff all through their lives. And that's really the key, is trying to capture people when they're young, and let them know and appreciate, what it is that nature can provide.
For sure. And I want to thank you again for rocking out with us. We got about 4 minutes left. I appreciate the work again that you're doing. And I want to make sure we tap back in because the event is going down next Wednesday. And I want to talk about, accessibility and affordability, right? Because we talked about appreciating the green space, but now we have to get to the green space. And Philly is a city of public transportation. Do you guys have accessibility to get there? And also, would you comment on the fact that do you feel like if it's affordable for the families and people who want to get out in the city of Philadelphia.
Right, so we are on the northwest corner of the city, right on the corner of Chestnut Hill, and unfortunately, we're not on a real good public transportation route. That's part of our issue. We've been trying to solve that for a long time. SEPTA is sometimes really helpful and sometimes not. I'm not, but it's a challenge for us. So you almost have to have a car to get here, or take a ride share kind of thing.
Okay.
And that's a challenge for us. And we do have a reduced admission costs here at the Arboretum. So we have a whole series of admission price points. So again, I would encourage people to go to our website, morrisarboretum.org, and look there. But we do try to make our garden accessible to everybody, not just folks with mobility issues, but from all economic classes as well. It's important that people come and appreciate the garden and nature, and that's an important thing for us to stress.
For sure. And I appreciate you all actually having that affordability for people to be able to come out and check it out. And thank you for your transparency too about how people can get there as far as the accessibility. And I have one more last question for you before we wrap up. Again, I thank you so much. And it's going down Wednesday, May 21st. It's from 10 a.m. to noon. And the program actually begins at 10:30, where they will be highlighting the Garden Railway as well as the pollinators. So it's going to be a video and photo exhibit, correct?
It's going to be mostly just, so that'll be that's our precedent, if you want to think of it that way.
Okay.
Our actual official ribbon cutting for the Garden Railway.
It's on Wednesday.
It's on Wednesday. I'm sorry. Yes, that's
Okay,
the
okay.
official ribbon cutting of the Garden Railway. Yes,
Okay.
rest in
Can you
peace.
drop the address for the folks too, please?
Sure, it's a 100 Northwestern Avenue, and that's Philadelphia. Like I said, we're literally right on the city line, right on the edge of Montgomery County and Philadelphia County.
Thank you. And do you have any summer camps? That was a good question. I wanted to make sure I jump in. I don't want to forget that. Did you have any summer camp for students?
We do have a couple of summer camps. Yes, we do. We do. I forget the names of them, but there's two different summer camps. One's for littler kids, and one's for sort of like a little older, elementary school kids.
I love that. And the only reason I brought that up is because you mentioned that you guys do the field trips for schools. So I didn't know if you guys did anything in the summer, particularly for our youth and our young adults. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to ask you that question. And I appreciate you again, Vince, for rocking out with us here on EcoWord. Thank you for all the work that you're doing as well with the city of Philadelphia to turn it into a cleaner, greener, safer Philadelphia car. And I wanted to just ask you this last conversation, right? We just built this new office called the Clean and Green Initiative Office, where they're helping to rebuild the city in a way in which it's pushing for that greener economy here in the city. And I wanted to just ask you, right, like how long in your, and this is an opinion conversation or opinion question, my apologies. How long do you think it will take a city like Philadelphia to actually start to become green, right? Because we see cities like Denver has done it, Chicago is cleaning themselves up, Washington is cleaning up. Like how long do you think it will take for a city like Philadelphia to make that transformation?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't have a good answer for you. It just depends on how much the city officials and the communities buy into it, really. That's what it comes
Okay.
down to. Because if you get a really strong groundswell of folks that want to make Philadelphia a greener, cleaner city, we can clean the city up in a couple of years. You know, it really is not that hard to do. It just takes a lot of effort.
Just like that, we're going to drop the mic like that again, Vince. I appreciate you one more time for the social media and the website for people to check it out. And I appreciate you again for all the work that you're doing for the city.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Can you tell the people the website and the social media one more time, though?
Oh, sorry. It's morrisarboretum.org, morrisarboretum.org.
I appreciate you, Vince. Thank you so much for all the work, and I look forward to staying connected and talk soon.
You got it. Thank you.
No doubt. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl POC. Be right back after this quick commercial break. We got another special guest coming up. You definitely don't want to miss, man. Stay locked. EcoWord, EcoWord, EcoWord.